So today I'd like to talk a little bit about seed saving. So these here are known as Egyptian spinach or malokia, also known as jute, the same thing, the plant that you make the jute fiber from, like jute twine. And this plant really likes the warm weather. I've been making smoothies of the fresh tips, which are extremely nutritious all summer long, even though it's very hot here. And I just want to talk about seed saving. So first question you need to ask yourself when you want to save seeds is, are the seeds worth saving? So do I need to save these seeds? Do you need this plant? Is there enough for this plant? So I have to say there were probably 7 or 8 plants, and it was more than enough for me and my wife to make smoothies and the baby. And so each one of these seeds makes a plant, then this is way more than I need. So this is all I'm going to save, but I'd like to plant a different location next year, and I'd like to plant a lot more of it so that I could potentially sell it at the market. And so even then, I really don't need that many seeds. So you see how these husks are dry, the seeds are ripe in the inside, and these particular seeds have this beautiful green color to them. So I'm just kind of cracking these open and getting all the seeds out. So another thing that you need to make sure that, like, when you're saving seeds is that they're ripe. So when you eat a cucumber, you're eating an unripe fruit, and those seeds are not yet viable. So you're not saving the seeds of a cucumber unless you're letting that cucumber get really big and overripe and bitter and yellow until the seeds are actually viable on the inside. Things like tomatoes are really convenient because when you eat the tomato, the seeds are ripe. So you just set them aside and save them. So one thing to know is that some seeds you don't dry out. So these here, I'm taking out of the husk, and because, you know, it's pretty humid here and I'm a little sweaty, I'm going to let them sit out on this paper plate inside where it's nice and dry, and, you know, let them dry for a few days to a week, kind of just forget about them. I label the plate, use right on there what it is. And when the seeds, you are confident that there's no moisture left, I just put them in like an envelope and seal it up. You want to store them, I like to store them in paper, just in case there is any little moisture there, it's not as likely to build up as if you were to store it in a jar or plastic. Now, long-term storage, I'm sure storing them in a sealed jar is better, but I store so many seeds so often, I don't really worry about that too much. You just want to make sure there's no mold when you're storing seeds. Now, that being said, some seeds need to be stored fresh. That means when they're ripe, that if they ever dry out, right, the opposite of what I'm doing now, they will die. So a pawpaw is a great example of that. Pawpaw seeds need to stay moist. So you need to put them in a planting mix or something moist and then keep them over the winter. Some seeds also need cold stratification, and maybe you don't want to deal with cold stratification. I know sometimes I don't save seeds because I don't want to deal with it. That means that's simulating a dormant period that they naturally would find in winter. And you can, you know, there's different ways to put them in the refrigerator. If you live in a really cold area, you can actually have them experience their stratification outside. But just know that's an extra step. I know with Malokia, all I have to do is make sure these seeds don't mold, and next spring when it warms up, I can plant them. And it's going to be different for most seeds. So just make sure, one, you know that it's worth saving, it's something you'll use, you have a need for, and two, that it's going to be effective for you to save.